All right. Thank you so much for the transfer there. Is this Janky?
Yes, this is.
Okay. Hey, Janky, my name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors here for the company, and I know that you were speaking to Rai. She does a really good job of explaining, you know, the basics of what we do. I see that you have a huge online presence, which is really good. I see that you do residential, commercial, and automotive. Your Google Business profile is amazing. Your website's amazing. You pretty much got a lot of things going on for the business, right? 101 reviews, 5-star reviews. So that is really, really, really good. So, you know, when I look for your services, right, and you're in Tulsa, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So when I look for, you know, just as a keyword search for Locksmith Tulsa, Oklahoma, I don't see you popping up on that first page. I see the following companies, Tulsa Lock and Key, JJ's Lock and Key, Admiral, Sooner Lock and Key, ABC, Charlie's, B&G. Do you know those companies by chance?
I know some, not all of them. Some of them are.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, so. I'm sorry, what was that?
Some of them aren't as popular as some. Yeah, I've been having an issue of, what is it, being seen, I don't know why. I've been keeping my Google Business profile pretty updated, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's I see here the notes, you're also doing, paper lead, right? Or pay-per-click, excuse me, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. And, and then, it, correct me if I'm wrong, your zip code is 74104, excuse me, 74101, right?
74101, 74102, just
right. Gotcha.
Next to each other,
okay, got it. So I do see that, I mean, your Google Business profile is pretty good, but, those guys are ranking a little bit higher in the area, and you're about a 30-mile radius, right? So, what we can do is we can get you programmed in, so you're popping up just on that first page. I also see you got a couple other things. You got a Facebook page, and I think that's it, right? Oh, and you got a Yelp listing as well, correct?
Yep, I got Yelp. I should be on Bing too.
Okay.
I should be on Bing. I've told customers have told me they found me on Yellow Pages.
Okay.
Instagram.
Yeah, I do see that. Yeah, that's good. So, Yellow Pages, like the phone book. Remember those? The digital one, right? Yeah, I miss those things. They're good door stoppers. I know those are a little bit old, but I love the Yellow Pages or White Pages as well. So, I mean, here's what we can do, right? So, I do see that you have a pretty good online presence. We would do essentially four things for your business. We would program you on Apple Maps. That's actually tied up with Yelp. So I don't know if you know that. They partnered up. So whatever comes up on Apple Map, it's Yelp as well. We'll get you in on Facebook ads. So that's the retargeting campaign. So what that does is once someone is looking for Locksmith on Google or any other platform, even the voice-activated searches, you will also come up on their Facebook feed, which is really good. I don't know if that's happened to you when you're looking for something online and then all of a sudden, like, you feel like they're listening to your conversation and that thing you were talking about populates on social media.
Yeah, well, I've used Facebook ads before, but it wasn't as good. I just received followers. I didn't get any calls from.
Okay. Did you set it up yourself, or did you have a company set it up for you?
I set it up myself.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, so it depends on how we're linking it. So if you're linking it to Google so it can retarget the ad, that's how you're going to get better traction. If you're just running, you know, Google ads by themselves or even Facebook ads like we're talking about, they're, you know, are you doing the pay-per-click for the Google ads right now, you mentioned?
Yeah.
That's
conversion's pretty poor, though.
Yeah, it is. And I'll be honest with you, that's something that when I offer my clients this, you know, this type of service, if they want Google Ads, I would definitely, I mean, we're Google Channel partners, so, you know, I'm not supposed to really say this, but when it comes to conversion, the best thing is Google Guaranteed. The only thing is that it's not available quite yet in your area, but once that is, oh my goodness, that's a game changer right there. The pay-per-click through Google Ads, it's a 4% conversion, to be honest with you. So that conversion is not so great.
So for the Google Guaranteed, I was on there too. What is it for, local services?
Yeah, local service ads. Yeah, that is an amazing service.
Yeah, I got ads on there on local services too. Those are even worse. My gosh.
You wait a minute. I don't see them available in your area though. Huh.
I don't know. I have my ads on though. Local services ads on.
The Google Guarantee, did you have to do a background check through Google?
Yep. I got that.
Really? Interesting.
And I got my ads running too on local services.
Very strange. For some reason, I went into Google's back office because we could check. Yeah. And maybe they haven't updated. But I put in that's why I confirmed the zip code earlier in the conversation. And for some reason, like this is Google's back office. It's, I don't know why it's telling me this, but it literally tells me for Locksmith, right? It says we're not available in your area yet. Very strange. I'll even send you a screenshot so you can see it. But yeah, okay. Yeah, that's very, very weird. But with Google Ads. Ads, not so good.
Showing me, they're probably screwing me right now because I've been paying every month.
Look, here's the thing. The best thing that actually works for businesses, in my experience, is two things, right? Getting you optimized on the map section, right? Because that's where people, 90% of the purchases are done. And then the other thing is the local service ads. I mean, I had a really good success with my clients. I'm kind of surprised that you're not having any success or good traction with it so far. So, and then the last thing we would do for your business, right, is get you programmed in on Apple Maps. I did mention that. So, something like this, right? It would be a month-to-month service to get you ranked up there. I mean, these guys are not as popular, and they're a little bit up there. And that's something. Even the company BNG Travis, they only have like 4 reviews. They're at a 4.8.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
Exactly. It's like Broken Arrow and Safe LLC. They only got 22 reviews. Lock Genius. A1 Anytime Locksmith. Yeah, those guys are
I've never heard of them.
Yeah,
the only ones I know. Mm-hmm. I know the main guys around here.
Yeah,
the main guys around here is JJ's, Charlie's.
Yep, I see those.
Lunar Admiral.
Mhm.
Wow.
I see Charlie's.
Mobile.
Charlie's is not even They're at 13 stars, 13 reviews, but they're outranking you, which is that's not cool. Like, your company has way more.
They've been
in
business for a long time.
Got
it. They've been in business for like 50 years. Or, yeah, 30 to 50 years, but they don't run a lot of ads. A lot of these.
Got it.
I don't know how they're getting outranking. They believe more word of mouth from down here. Like
right.
I don't know. I'm not getting crap. I'm running a lot of ads.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. You're all good.
No. Yeah. Look, what I suggest is get you optimized so you outrank. I see you, but you're towards the bottom, which is not, I mean, that's something that you should be definitely towards the top to get more business out there because people usually make decisions based upon the first, you know, second, third, or like the first spots, right? For something like that, I'd be able to charge you $398 to start and then $299 every single month after that. I would suggest you stop Google Ads if they're not working for you. I've been here for 7 years, Janky, and to be honest with you, it's a hit or miss, right? But if people want them, we have them. You know, local service ads do well, but once again, if I'm surprised you had a bad experience or you haven't had a good experience or a good conversion with
it. Because I was about to say, what you're telling me is I should be shutting down Google local services ads because they're not even showing up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that at all. Like, it's kind of, it's weird. So, it doesn't even show me that.
Yeah, Google guaranteed everything, too. So, it doesn't make any sense.
I would shut them down. I mean, if it's not bringing you profit, I mean, that's something that, or here's another reason, too, right? So, when you set up an account directly through Google, it's like this, okay? When you set an account directly through Google, they're not going to really manage your account. They want you to spend more money, so that way you keep returning back to them, right? So there's no account management team. There's no rep that you talk to, right? Pretty much you set it up and then you increase or decrease your budget for the most part, right? So
yeah.
An account manager, you know, so what we do as a Google partner, right? We've been in business for 20 years. We actually manage your account, right? Like, we have a dedicated team that's actually looking into your account, and they give you different ways to track it. We have our local Splash Call app that you can see all the clicks, you can see all the calls. I mean, it's pretty much a mini CRM for your business. So that's the difference. And it's sad to say, but it's just the reality of things. Google wants you to spend money.
Yeah.
If it's not working, then you're going to keep paying until you stop. And that's just the way it works. With us, we actually manage your account so that you're getting the best results, right? So that's the difference.
Yeah, because I can locate for my local services ad, I could see, like, calls and messages and all that.
Right.
But I get a lot of dumb questions, like, honestly. I'm just going to be completely honest. I've got a lot of dumb questions. I used to have my messenger open, and I would get, like, a swarm of, like, it's just stupid questions. It's like, do you service here, where it literally lists my service areas? They have asked me, do you service Tulsa? I'm like, is not Tulsa not listed right there? I don't understand why I'm paying for this lead.
Yeah.
It's clearly stated there. It makes zero sense to me.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of those messages that I had to pay for. Local services, like, you can't be that ignorant.
Did you dispute them by chance? You know you're able to dispute them, right? Did you dispute any? That's the thing.
I was going to dispute it, but I was like, I just shut the feature off. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not gonna answer these stupid questions in paper. It's like literally listed right there.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. So it's this is stupid, but yeah. That's why I removed the messenger option from my local services.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. That's the first time I hear, you know, someone having a pretty not so good lucrative experience. But hey, I mean, it happens,
yeah.
Right? Not everything's perfect. So yeah, for something like this, you know, we can get you going on the map.
Are you guys like an SEO company?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yes. Yeah. So I just sent you a message on you know our partnership. We've been in business for 20 years. We're a Google channel partner. So what we do is we do SEO. And then we obviously have a portfolio of their products. So if you open up that message I sent you, that takes you directly to Google's website and it shows that we're a Google partner. So that's what we do, right? So we pretty much manage your account when it comes to getting you ranked on that first page, and we do it fairly quickly. And that's what would be the best kind of what makes more sense for you. It's just getting you ranked higher because some of these guys are outranking you, and that's. They shouldn't be. It doesn't matter if companies have been in business for 20 years or even 15 years or even one year. It all depends on who's programming them into the first page. That's the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for something like this, you know, if you were to pause your Google Ads and I would cancel Google Ads if I were you, just being honest with you, just being very straightforward. And then if the local service ads are not working, you could pause them too. But I would definitely focus on the map section because that's where most of the people are actually searching and getting, you know, getting those calls.
Well, yeah, because I'm getting a lot of questions like that too because I know a mobile mechanic guy and he normally refers me to a lot of his customers.
Okay.
And, but they're like sometimes they're in a pinch. They're in a pinch and then they'll lose my card or something and they'll call somebody else. But then when they Google it, they don't see me and they'll be like,
yep.
They'll talk to me like a few weeks later and be like, where were you? Like, you know, how come I couldn't find you? I'm like, I don't know.
And that's where you're missing opportunities, right? That's what's happening with your listing. And if people are not being able to find you and you're not accessible to them, then, you know, people are not going to be able to get in contact with you. So that's what I suggest. You know, you got a listing already. All we would have to do is go in there, optimize it the right way, and make sure you're getting the maximum results. Right? That's what we would do for you. So that to start that today.
So
would
do
be
y'all
pretty,
do like right. Do y'all do like GMB? Do y'all do like GMB, or is it just like straight like because I don't know. I've talked to a few SEO companies. They only some of them are like. They do, like, you know, they do, like, reviews, they answer the reviews,
yes.
They do the postings, monthly, GMB postings and all that. And then some
yes.
of them, I don't know, they talk about threads or blogs or something, I don't know.
Here's the thing, nobody really goes to blogs when it comes to, so blogging, that's something we don't do. That's more like of a social media type deal. What we would do for you would be, the following. We would manage your Google Business Profile. We're going to get it optimized for the keywords that you offer or the services you offer, and we'll do it in a 30-mile radius, okay? So that's the first thing we're going to do. We're going to go in there, make sure it's all programmed and optimized correctly so you're being relevant when people are searching. So our goal is to get you at the top, you know, portion of the first page, right? That's exactly what we're going to do. The second thing we're going to do for you is we're going to go ahead and optimize your Facebook profile. So it's retargeting with Facebook ads. So when, once again, you have to do the retargeting linkage with it. If you don't link it, then you're not going to see much success with it. You're going to get more reviews. So we'll create the ad and we know how to manage it. So that way it's coming up when people are searching for your services, even on Google. So we do that for you. We get you programmed in on Apple Maps. So people have those iPhones. We'll get you programmed there. We'll optimize your Yelp listing because we're also Yelp partners, and that's something we would do. And then we would also optimize you on Bing, so that's something that we would also handle for your business. You have a website, so your website's beautiful. There's no complaints there. As far as anything else, you know, everything else, like as far as you have any listings like Call Advisor or any, that's we don't deal with any of that. So we just deal with whatever online presence that you have when it comes to the major. You know, platforms. And we don't do any Instagram or TikTok because here's the thing. When I look for locksmith, because I own a Mercedes S63, I lost my key fob. I can't believe how expensive that was to reprogram it and get a new key fob. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. It was crazy.
What year was
it? My S63 is a 2014.
Was it the FDS4 or is it the 3?
The S63?
Did you have to go to the dealership?
Oh, no. I had a locksmith come in and actually do it.
So
it
was probably FDS.
Yep.
Okay, so it was probably FDS3. Because 14 is the cutoff year.
That is, and then you get to the new model of the 2015 and newer, and they have the new ones, but yeah, that one was good because it had a nice V8 in it. It has a nice V8 in it. I still have it in the twin turbo. So, but yeah, it was expensive to it's like, and how I lost it. I was up here and I was fishing, and then I dropped it into the water. I mean, that's the stupidest thing ever. I pulled something out of my pocket. Oh yeah, it was horrible. So. I know how expensive your services can get, right? I never locked myself out of my house because I have a spare key hidden, but the automotive, that was a pain in the butt. So I'm like, man, these locksmiths, they know what they're doing, but they make a lot of money in charge. I mean, what else can I do? I mean, the car was in a parking lot, so I had to do something. I can't tow it, So
that's the thing. Some people understand it, some people don't. So everybody has different judgments on it.
Yeah. No, I mean, at the end of the day, it's something that's necessary. So, yeah, that's something that we would be able to do for you. So to start, it would be $398. There's a $99 setup fee to get the programming started. And then it would be just $299 every single month after that. So it would be a month-to-month service, and there's absolutely no contracts. So you would definitely be able to see the work. And then
I was just wondering, like, how would I? I've worked with other SEO companies too, and like they normally send me like monthly reports.
Oh yeah.
Some send them, some don't. Some say they'll send them, but never send them. I don't. But
Yeah, well, with our company, you have a tracking and reporting system. You can log in through your desktop, or we actually, we're one of the few companies that actually has invested in an application. So we got a mobile app that you can download. It's the local Splash Call app, and you can do it through Android, or you can do it through iPhone, right, or iOS. That's it. I think that's how you say it. Anyhow, that'll give you your reports of what's going on with your campaign, your keywords. You can answer phone calls through there, so it, you'll be able to track out your success online with that application.
Okay,
yeah.
Last month was current.
The last what? App?
So last month was really bad because I spent a lot of, I think twice as much on advertisement, but it was not the worst month. Because most of my jobs last month were all referrals to repeat customers, mostly. And like a bunch of, I got charged for twice as much for ads. I don't even know. For one, I don't know what calls or I get some ridiculous.
A lot of quotes.
I get a lot of quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And location searches. Is there any way like you can like? So you deal with the keywords and everything. Is there any way you can like remove some keywords so people stop calling?
Absolutely.
Because
like,
people keep calling me for like because I'm
all negative keywords.
Yeah, so I get a lot of people who are like, I cut vehicle keys, but like, that with them purchasing a key, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I get
a lot
of calls where I'm getting charged, where people are like calling me like, where are you located? They need this key cut. They need a house key cut. Like, you know, just typical quick set house key. And I get charged for it. I'm like, go, you know, the cheapest option would be to just go to Walmart, Lowe's, or any of those, you know. They have keys. You know, residential, they cut keys for that, but, like, I'm getting charged for that.
Yeah.
You know, because they call me and ask me how much I charge for a residential key, which I could charge. I could cut the key, but I'm not going to drive to you and charge you, like, what, $40 to cut a simple house key, you know.
Yeah.
Because I have to drive to you, you know, when you can just drive to the store and like pay like $10 for the key, you know.
Right. You're like, I'm spending more on gas just going to you.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. So those are like the kind of calls that I want to get rid of. It's like,
yeah.
I don't want to constantly pay that. And I get a lot of those every month. It's like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Yeah, you know what it is? I'm just going to be straight here with you, Genki. Here's the thing. Look, you know, it's like I can cut my own grass, right? I mean, I can wash my own car, and I can, do some maintenance on whatever, my car here and there, okay? But, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. That's not my profession. That's not what I do, right? So, you know, I think when you're trying to do things and you're trying to service your clients but also take care of the marketing, it can get tough, right? Unless you have someone actually going on there, actually programming, doing the negative keywords, positive keywords. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And our business has been around for 20 years. So we have about 1,066 reviews. So that's pretty impressive for the past 20 years, right? So we know what we're doing, and it's like, you can see you can see the success from it. But as far as, you know, what I suggest you do is I would definitely just pause or cut out the Google ads, and if you're not seeing traction with that. Also for the Google, the local service ads, that's something that we can take over. If you like, we do have a fee that we charge for that, but it's, once again, it's completely up to you. Or just pause them and then work on your local map section so that way you can get back on your feet and not have to spend so much out of pocket with your ads. You see what I mean? Once you start getting new customers while you're ranking higher and you're being optimized, then you can also, turn back on your local service ads. And then we would be able to program those in to get you going, right? So that's something we can take over for you. That's something that you want to do, right? So, but what I suggest is pausing those campaigns or ending those campaigns right now, getting your local listing going, and then from there, once you see the traction and you're ranking higher, then obviously you can turn those ads back in, and then we would we would charge, just, you know, we would charge you to, we charge a management fee, right? So I want to just be clear. I don't want to guide you or steer you the wrong direction. And then once we charge that, then we can take over your budget and your management. So we would dispute, any bogus leads, any leads that are not like really good. We can go to Google and dispute those leads for you. So that's something that we would be able to take care of on our end. And you wouldn't have to worry about any of that. So yeah. Any leads that are bogus or not great, then we would get you a credit back and you wouldn't have to pay for those leads. Obviously, also optimize your listing so you're coming up for the right searches, right? You don't want to just, because once again, you right now, I can almost guarantee you that you're not coming up for the right searches. You're just coming out for house keys or something. You know, you see what I mean? Something basic.
Yeah.
And that's why you're not seeing the results. So, you know. But that's what I can do for you. So if you're willing to give this an opportunity, you know, once again, it's $398 to start, $299 every month after that. We can start working on your campaign. And what we would do is we would do a client onboarding call, whether you could do it today, this afternoon, or even tomorrow. And that's with the technician just to verify all the keywords and everything. He's going to do their homework too, right, or she, to make sure you're coming up with the right keywords as well.
Yeah, what is it? Are you able to send me over some information here? Said you sent me a text. I
didn't get it.
You never got my text message?
No.
Interesting. Okay, are you, we're on the right phone, 918-995-4820?
Yeah, that's my work line. But,
interesting. Yeah, oh, is that your cell phone? You get message on that or messages?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
You can send it to, that's my work line. Sometimes, I don't know, it's been going. It's been weird lately.
Okay, and what's your other alternate number?
Send it to 651-354-1966.
Okay, it was a different number, 726 to start off with, right?
No, but it's a 651.
Oh, so area code 651?
Correct.
And then, I'm sorry, I didn't get the rest of the number.
It's 354.
Okay.
1966. That's my personal.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'll send you that one right now so you can check it out. So, yeah, so I'll send you a couple things so you can check out a little bit of, you know, let me know if you got this one or you're getting this one right now.
I got it.
Oh, you got it? The text message?
I got it. Yeah.
Okay. So that's our Google partnership badge. One of the things that I also wanted to send you is our pricing page. That's if you were to go online directly through our website. But the price that I'm giving you right now, I'm not charging you $299 for a setup fee. That's ridiculous. You already have a lot of things set up, so it doesn't make any sense to charge you that amount. So the rate that I have you on is completely different than what you'll see online. And then I'm also sending you our Google Business profile. So as far as Local Splash, you'll see that, you know, you'll see our reviews and you'll see that, you know, we're at 4.3 out of 5 stars. So for being in business for 20 years, that's very impressive. So
yeah,
not a lot of companies out there have that, or they can say they have that. So that's a little bit more of who we are. And then also send you a YouTube video of how the tracking and reporting system works. That we have that in place. I mean, is this something you want to give a shot and move forward with, or what? You know, where are you at right now?
Yeah, it's looking good. I just want to look at some more information, and then I'd say call back around like 3, 2, 2.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Let me look my calendar. Give me 1 sec. All right, you said 2. Yeah, I can call you at like around 2:15. Is that okay? I got a meeting with someone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I'll call you around 2:15. Yeah, you can check us out and then check everything that we have on there. And then, you know, we got nothing to hide. We're pretty much a straightforward black and white company. Is there anything else that I can answer for you or anything else that you, you need in order for you to make a decision on this?
Not at the moment.
Gotcha. Okay. And what's I also want to send you a breakdown of everything through email. Let me just see something real quick. I see an email. I got J.Yang at Mobile Locksmith Tulsa, right?
Right.
Is that okay? So I'll send you a breakdown of everything that we talked about, so that way you could see everything that we're offering. You could see all our extra stuff that we have in that email. So I'll call you at 2, and then I'll you know, if you could just do me a favor. I don't want to waste your time. I absolutely don't want to waste my time either. So just let me know if it's going to be your go or no go. That way, you know, I can move on, or you know, and just go from there. Is that fair enough?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, all right. I'll call you at 2, and then we'll go from there. I appreciate your time.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.